Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into South Africa's 2014 Rental Housing Amendment Act. We'll sift through the legal changes to see how they reshape things for tenants and landlords. Our mission, really, is to pull out the practical bits you need to know.
Absolutely. This act, well, it's fundamentally about trying to balance the scales. You know, its main goals seem pretty clear. Help people get access to decent housing, make sure the rental market actually works properly, and importantly, give people ways to sort out disputes quickly and ideally cheaply without huge legal costs for you.
Okay, so let's unpack that. How did they start? What's the groundwork?
Well, the first and maybe the most fundamental change is that every single lease must be in writing now. No more handshake deals. Those aren't legally okay anymore. We also see some key word changes, like the department name shifting from housing to human settlements. That kind of signals a wider view, maybe, more about society and shelter.
Exactly. And if you're going to require a written lease, well, you need to define what that lease actually promises. That brings us to this much more detailed idea of habitability. It's not vague anymore. It really spells it out. A place has to be safe, suitable to live in. That means enough space, protection from weather, no health hazards. It needs to be physically safe, and the building itself has to be sound. And the landlord doesn't just provide it like that. They have to maintain it too, keep the structure up.
Right. Clear rules on the property's condition. That usually means clear rules on money too. And that's where we see some big practical shifts for financial rights. For you as a tenant, you now have a solid right to get written receipts for every payment you make. And maybe more importantly, your deposit. If you don't owe anything when the lease ends, you should get that deposit back plus any interest within 7 days. That time frame, 7 days, that's a huge practical change. Deposits used to get held up for ages sometimes.
And landlords can't just stick that deposit money anywhere. There's a strict rule now. It has to go into an interest-bearing account. And the interest rate can't be lower than what you'd get in a standard savings account. Also, if they do take money out for damages, they have to give you back the rest, plus the interest, within 14 days after they get the place back in shape. And crucially, they must give you the receipts for any repair costs they deducted. Proof is needed.
Okay, so clear money rules need clear proof about the property's condition. Which takes us to the inspections. They really tighten this up. Landlord and tenant, you have to do a joint inspection before move in. That makes sense. But pay attention here. There's also a joint inspection needed before moving out, within 3 days prior to the lease ending.
Yes, and this joint inspection rule has real consequences. It's not just a suggestion. If the landlord doesn't do that final inspection with you present, well, the act basically says that's the landlord acknowledging the place is in good condition. That means they pretty much forfeit any claim against your deposit right there. It's a big shift, putting the responsibility on the landlord to follow the process when you're moving out.
And to make sure these rights actually mean something, the act changed how enforcement works. Institutions got an overhaul. Every single local municipality must now have a rental housing information office. Their job is to advise you, whether you're a tenant or landlord, on your rights. And even bigger, every provincial MEC that's the member of the executive council must set up a rental housing tribunal. It used to be may, now it's must. Tribunals are mandatory everywhere.
That change from may to must is huge for access to justice. It means there has to be a place to go. And the tribunals themselves, they have more power now. They can order rent payments, including arrears, and generally make orders needed to make the act work. There's also a new appeal process. If you're unhappy with a tribunal decision, you can appeal to the MEC within 14 days. And just lodging that appeal pauses the original order until the appeal is decided.
Right. And finally, just to make sure everyone takes this seriously, the act makes it clear that not following these rules is an offense. Things like not having a written lease or interfering with these new rights we've discussed, those are now specific legal violations.
Yeah, and it's worth remembering, these rules weren't instant. They came into effect 6 months after the act started back in November 2014. So it gave everyone, you know, landlords and tenants, a bit of time to adjust to this new way of doing things.
Indeed. It set a whole new framework. And looking ahead, there's one more piece. The minister is supposed to develop norms and standards. These cover things like minimum size, overcrowding, and interestingly, affordability. Which leaves us with a big question, doesn't it? How will mandatory standards around affordability actually end up shaping the rental market in South Africa going forward? Something to think about.